Welcome to the Pitcott Podcast. I'm Annabelle Pitcott.
And I'm Bill Pitcott.
Today we're doing a deep dive that's really designed for you, the learner, for anyone who wants to navigate the health risks of pregnancy without feeling completely overwhelmed.
Yeah, and our goal isn't to add to the anxiety, it's the opposite.
Exactly. We want to give you a shortcut to being, you know, thoroughly and proactively well-informed.
And that mission of empowerment is why the source material we're using today is just so valuable. We're pulling all our insights from the Pitcott bestseller ebooks.
Right.
And this content really provides a clear roadmap. It totally shifts the conversation from what could go wrong to here is exactly where you have control.
I love that focus on control. So we're distilling 10 key areas from those guides, the places where your choices really make the biggest difference.
Mm-hmm. The core message is pretty simple. Awareness and, you know, smart, informed choices are your best defense.
What's so interesting is how Pitcott frames it. It's not a list of scary don'ts. It's more of a strategy for outsmarting the risks.
Yes, because when you understand why something is a danger, you can proactively, you know, dismantle that risk.
Okay, so this whole deep dive is based on that proven Pitcott guidance. And for anyone who wants to get the full strategy, you can download the complete guides by visiting www.pitcott.com/books.
That's the main resource hub we're referencing today. And just before we jump in, a quick reminder.
Oh, yeah.
Please subscribe to our channel if you haven't already, and make sure you activate that notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
Okay, let's unpack this. We're starting with what the source material calls the zero tolerance zone.
Right. These are the habits that are, well, probably the toughest to break, but they are absolutely the most vital to just eliminate completely.
Non-negotiables.
The non-negotiables.
So risk number one is smoking. I mean, we all know smoking is bad, but what's the specific thing the guide warns about? What makes it so critical during pregnancy?
Well, the source is brutally straightforward here, and it has to be. When you smoke, you're introducing carbon monoxide into your system. And that carbon monoxide literally pushes oxygen out of your red blood cells. Since the baby gets everything from your bloodstream, smoking, it literally cuts off the oxygen supply to the fetus.
Wow. So it's not just a vague health warning. It's a direct physical limitation.
Every single time you light up. And when a baby is deprived of oxygen and nutrients, the outcomes are serious. We see a much higher risk of preterm labor, low birth weight.
Which brings its own set of challenges right after birth.
It does. And sadly, a significantly higher risk of SIDs, sudden infant death syndrome.
Yeah.
But the Pitcott guide offers this really empowering motivation. You're quitting for two now. It makes it an act of protection.
That's a great way to frame it. Okay, that leads us to risk number two, alcohol. The guide is just as firm here, zero tolerance.
Absolutely. And it tackles that common idea. You know, that little voice that says, oh, one glass of wine won't hurt.
Right. Why is that misconception so dangerous?
Because it creates a gray area where there shouldn't be one. Alcohol crosses the placenta, no problem. But the baby's liver, it's not developed. It can't process it.
So there's no filter?
No filter. The source is clear. No amount of alcohol during pregnancy has ever been proven safe.
Ooh.
So zero is the only safe bet.
And the specific risks, it's devastating.
It is. We're talking about fetal alcohol syndrome, or FAS. And this isn't minor stuff. It's a range of birth defects, physical abnormalities, yes, but also lifelong learning challenges, developmental delays.
Serious behavioral issues.
Yeah, the brain damage can be permanent. So the actionable tip from the guide is simple, but it's effective. Switch to mocktails. Make it a fun, celebratory swap, not a sacrifice.
Okay, so that's the heavy stuff, the zero tolerance zone. Now let's talk about something that needs management, not total elimination. Risk number three. Caffeine.
The daily buzz. This hits home for a lot of us.
It really does.
And this is where the guide provides clarity, not panic. The issue isn't a little caffeine, it's too much of it. During pregnancy, your body processes it much slower.
So it stays in your system longer.
Yeah.
And the baby's system.
Exactly. And some studies suggest that excessive amounts could potentially raise the risk of miscarriage or contribute to low birth weight.
So if we don't have to cut it out completely, what's the actual limit? What does Pitcott say?
The guidance is really easy to remember. Try to stay under 200 milligrams a day.
And what does that look like in real life?
That's about one standard 12-ounce cup of regular drip coffee. Once you've had that, it's time to switch gears.
Okay, that's manageable. And the easy swap is pretty obvious.
Yeah, move to decaf or start exploring some herbal teas. It's just about being mindful of that daily total.
So we've covered the zero tolerance and moderation zones. Now we can pivot to being more proactive.
Right. This brings us to smart inputs and safe environments, starting with risk number 4, medications and herbal remedies.
And this is where it gets a little nuanced, right? Because we assume if it's over the counter, it must be fine.
And that is a risky assumption to make. The source material points out common things like ibuprofen, which can actually affect the baby's circulation later on, or even some acne medications that are a complete no-go.
And the guide mentions a wild card, herbal remedies. Why is the don't DIY it rule so important here? These things are natural.
Well, because natural does not mean safe. Not during pregnancy. Many herbs have compounds that can act like powerful drugs. They can, you know, stimulate contractions or cause other harm.
So even something like a tea could be a risk.
Absolutely. The source warns against things like black cohosh or even certain raspberry leaf teas, unless your OB has specifically signed off on it. The key advice is simple. Don't take anything without asking your doctor first.
Nothing at all.
Stick to their prescriptions. Double check everything, even vitamins. Your OB is your guide here.
That's crystal clear. Which leads us right into risk number 5, nutrition. Pitcott frames this as eating like you mean it.
I love that phrase. It's about being deliberate.
Yeah.
And the guide highlights 4 key nutrients, folic acid, iron, calcium, and omega-3s.
And why those 4 specifically?
Because they are just so critical for fetal development. Folic acid, for instance, is vital really early on to prevent neural tube defects. Iron is crucial for building the baby's blood supply.
So what's the best way to get them?
Real food. Dark leafy greens, lean protein fruits, whole grains, just building a balanced plate. But, and this is crucial, the guide says you still can't forget your prenatal vitamins.
The safety net.
They're called the little miracle pills in the guide. They're the backup, the guarantee that you hit those targets every single day, no matter what.
Okay, so from what goes in the body to what's around the body, risk number 9, chemical exposure, the hidden dangers at home.
Yeah, this one can really sneak up on you. We're talking about everything from the fumes and fresh paint to the chemicals and cleaning supplies.
That lemon fresh scent.
Exactly. That scent might be packed with toxins that you can inhale or absorb.
So what are the actionable swaps? How do you create a safe environment that's still clean?
The guide has some great practical tips. First, wear gloves when you're cleaning. Second, try to go fragrance-free with your laundry detergent, soaps, everything. And third, maybe hold off on painting the nursery.
Or if you must paint.
Make sure it's a low VOC, baby-safe paint, and the room is really, really well aired. It's all about lowering that cumulative exposure.
Right.
And if you connect this to the bigger picture, all these easy swaps, the diet, the chemicals, it's all about minimizing that total risk. For anyone who wants to see the full checklists and brand recommendations, you can find a huge wealth of information by visiting www.pitcott.com right now.
That's great practical advice. Okay, let's move into our third section, proactive care and mental well-being. This is about actively managing your body and your mind, starting with risk number 6, exercise.
Right, and a lot of people think pregnancy means you just stop all physical activity. The source material argues the complete opposite. Movement is crucial.
You don't have to run a marathon, though.
Oh, definitely not. But staying active is vital. It helps regulate your hormones, it improves your mood, it helps you sleep better. It even strengthens the muscles you'll need for labor.
So what kind of activities are we talking about?
The guide loves low-impact stuff. Walking is fantastic. Prenatal yoga, swimming, things that get your heart rate up without stressing your joints or risking a fall.
But there is a huge caveat here, right?
A critical one. The mantra is always check with your doctor first. Always.
Yeah.
Especially if you have any complications or you weren't very active before. Everything has to be tailored to you.
Good. Next up, risk number 7, prenatal care. The guide is really emphatic on this. Skipping checkups is not an option.
Not at all. These visits are your safety net. Yes, they track the baby's growth, but their main job is to track your health, your blood pressure, your blood sugar.
So they're looking for early warning signs.
Exactly. They catch things like preeclampsia or gestational diabetes early when they're still manageable. They stop small problems from becoming big ones.
And Pitcott offers a nice little reward for going to all those appointments.
Huh, yes. The aha moment. It's that sneak peek, seeing your baby on the ultrasound, hearing that little heartbeat. It makes all the checkups feel real and worthwhile.
It really does. Okay, from routine care to something a bit more personal. Risk number 8, safe sex. Is it safe during pregnancy?
Usually, yes. The guide is clear that intimacy is healthy and normal, unless your doctor has specifically told you otherwise because of a complication, like placenta previa.
So the main danger isn't the act itself.
Correct. The main danger the guide warns about are STIs. Sexually transmitted infections are a huge no-no. They can cause very serious complications for the baby.
So the action item is pretty straightforward.
Be responsible. Stick with a trusted, tested partner. Use protection if there's any doubt at all.
Okay. And that brings us to our final risk, number 10. And this one might be the most important of all, prioritizing emotional health.
I think it is. The guide is so good at just acknowledging the reality. Pregnancy is wonderful, but it can also be incredibly stressful, lonely, and overwhelming.
And it says it's okay to not be okay.
Yes. That's so important to hear. Your mental health is your health, period. Ignoring emotional distress is bad for you, and the stress hormones can actually affect the baby over time.
So beyond just saying it's okay, what actionable support does Pitcott recommend? What can you do?
It's a few things. First, get professional help. Talk to a therapist who specializes in this stuff. Second, find your community. Join a mom group, even an online one. It helps so much to know you're not alone.
And day-to-day things.
Yeah, practical stress management. Set boundaries. Prioritize rest. Learn some deep breathing techniques for when you feel that anxiety spike. Seeking support is a sign of strength. It's just as important as any other part of prenatal care.
That really covers it all. This deep dive, it really shows that the biggest power you have isn't about being perfect. It's just about being present and aware.
Absolutely. Every little decision, choosing water over a second coffee, putting on gloves to clean, taking that walk, it all adds up. You're building a safer, healthier environment for your baby. That's the real takeaway from the Pitcott Guide.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? The Pitcott source just encourages you to breathe, laugh, and rest. I mean, what stands out to you from our conversation? Maybe it's that reminder that emotional support is just as vital as a prenatal vitamin.
Or maybe it's just knowing that 200 milligram caffeine limit gives you a clear rule to follow where before you just felt, you know, a bit lost. Which leads to a final question for you to think about.
Ooh, okay.
Given this whole list, all 10 risks, chemical, dietary, emotional, which single specific risk is the easiest for you to manage or swap out starting today to immediately lower your stress level?
Start small, but start now. I like that. We really hope this deep dive gave you a fast track to feeling informed and empowered. You can find more of this information, including the full guides, at www.pitcott.com. Thank you for listening to the Pitcott Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below. And please subscribe to our channel if you haven't and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Also, press the like button if you love our show. It really helps in the recommendation algorithm so others can find this information too.